Win free McCafe coffee for a year on the My Maccas app. See website for full T&Cs. Jess and Ducko. This is the Jess and Ducko podcast.
Welcome to the podcast for a Friday, guys.
Just out here changing lives, little old Jess and Ducko.
We be out here working, changing lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, left me on that cliff. Watch me fall. Didn't jump with me.
Changing lives. We did. We gave away 10K today.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. We gave away we gave away a trip to New York City today.
I think it was more than, is that worth more than 10K?
15, I think it was 15 grand.
Flights, accommodation, spending money. I love that you had the person at the gym being like, what's the accommodation? Is it shit?
Yeah,
it's like,
it shit?
No, we're not. I know we're cheap, like, but we're not that cheap.
Full star, thank you very much.
We're not sending ourselves. We're too cheap to send us, but we're not too cheap to put Stacey and her husband, Kieran, up in a very nice place.
We're not allowed to go, which is unfortunate.
I know.
And as you said today in the show, when we were talking about that, you said,
just want to come so bad. It'd be so awesome.
I mean,
I'll be honest with you, Ducko.
Yeah.
When I said that, because we just kept saying, we want to come with, we want to come with, we want to come to New York, we want to come to New York. So that word was in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But when I said that sentence, I didn't realize how much my voice quivered.
Yeah, that's why I'll just play it
so
one
when
more time.
You isolated we
only,
it.
We can only play this again on the radio once and we realized it was actually not PG enough. But
just want to come so bad. It'd be so awesome. What the fuck is wrong with me?
I
there?
Mean, Shy Guy, Babs, and me all looked at each other and just went, what just happened?
Did you hear it in real time?
Yeah. That's why I was like, and I didn't know if it was just me. You didn't know if it was just you.
Yeah.
And then, I wanted to dig down on it, but I didn't want to.
And then I looked at Babs and she's just on the floor laughing.
Yeah.
She's thinking about her grandpa Brian having a heart attack,
poor
being
Brian.
Like, what is
you're
this?
You're there doing cum gear on the radio and Brian's like, hello? Is this the 4BC?
I want to talk about the crime rate.
And is this Alan Jones?
I think this Alan Jones should be twice a week. That's Babs' grandpa. Can't work out, Grandpa.
And my
Brian.
Yellow bin isn't big enough.
Actually, I could not agree with that more. I've got a lot of recycling, and my bin is.
I think
so
Grandpa Brian
full.
Might be Shy Guy. Do you want a double? That's
no,
just because you've moved house recently.
But
you'd have a lot of packaging.
Why is the red bin smaller than the other bin?
Oh,
to encourage
annoying.
Proper
annoying.
Recycling. So you don't just put everything into the trash. No, that was the logic. Fair. That was
that's,
the logic when they changed
logic.
The bin size.
Yeah.
So people would think more about their garbage.
No, I'm not for it.
Do you recycle all right?
Nah, he wouldn't.
Yeah, of course. I try my best.
I can see Shy Guy just shit in the ocean being like, fuck you, whales!
Yeah, I don't care.
Hey,
Shy Guy goes to the beach to leave his lollipop sticks and stuff like that.
Do you know it's pronounced Chupa Chups?
Shut up. No, it's
hang
not.
Yeah.
It's Chupa Chups.
Nah, it's a Spanish company and it's Chupa Chups.
Oh,
Australia
Chupa Chupa.
Is the only one to say
no.
Chupa Chup. Every other
we,
country
I
does
don't
it the
believe you.
It's Chupa Chups.
I do not believe you.
Bro.
They say Chupa Chupa.
Shy Guy's going with his, what do you reckon, cola? Could be a cola guy.
Well, I reckon he's a berry blast.
Oh, but you're a berry. It takes his 15 berry blast Chupa Chups.
What do you think,
just
I, love?
The
what do you think
sticks,
I love?
Whatever
the yellow,
sour sherbet.
Cherry.
Cherry. Oh, yeah. Oh, your taste in candy is whack.
I love sour shit. Anyway, I can't leave blowing my mind. Chupa Chups.
It's Chupa Chups.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we get a Spanish person saying it so
absolutely.
I can hear the audio?
Absolutely. Shy Guy, we're going to need to source a Spanish.
Really?
A Spanish rice cooker.
You know, I go home.
Ooh, do that make them a paella cooker?
Paella.
Maybe we can just throw it out there on Monday. Are you Spanish? Call us. We want to talk.
You lazy fuck. Do some work over the weekend
we
and find me a Spanish
we want to encourage the Spanish rice cookers to get involved.
Content doesn't sleep, nor should you.
Amen. Throw it out to the phones. How about you do some hustle behind the scenes?
What? I can't go to a PR agency and say, I need a Spanish person.
No. I want you to go through all the people on our Instagram and say, are you Spanish?
Well, let's put a call out on Instagram.
Are you Spanish?
We can do that.
Chupa chupi.
Chupa chups.
That's funny.
It's like IKEA in Swedish. Ikea.
I've heard
you know that
one.
Yeah.
I've heard that one. Ikea. I mean, it makes sense now. We say it. We're like, chupa chup.
Chupa chup.
Yeah.
Chup is a very Australian
chup.
Thing, isn't it?
Chup. Chup. Yeah, interesting.
Chupa chups. Anyway,
but we shouldn't be veering off track of you of you saying.
I just want to come so bad. It'd be so awesome.
It's
horrific. That's terrible.
We'll tell you what.
Angus would be like, stop bringing our private life onto the radio. I already do it bad.
He messaged me. He's got the work bed out tonight. And
the work bed?
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
He's going to work tonight.
Oh, do you have a sex bed and a sleeping bed? But you call it your work.
Yeah, cool. Well, when it's sleeping bed, it's sleeping bed. When it's sexy time bed, it's the work bed.
Oh, but it's the same bed.
It's the same bed, yeah.
Do you just turn the sign over like a restaurant open or closed? Yeah. Menu log open, menu log closed.
I put in for a renovation for the house to press a button and it flips and the chains come out and the mirrors come off and
fuck,
stuff.
My wife turned me down. Hef would have that in the Playboy mansion.
100%.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Silk sheets come on.
So
flannelette sheets go off.
Oh, yeah.
Lava lamp turns on.
And then all of a sudden in the corner it just goes,
I love
that. How about that D, baby?
Work bed.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Angus, you know he's been doing some tradie stuff.
Yeah, he has.
Fixing up this venue and he always comes home with like dirty knees.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, really hot. It's giving boot men. Boot men?
You're just on a roll today.
What am I talking about? What's the one where they stomp? Boot men?
You're talking about your husband's knees being attractive.
No, knees being dirty, which means he's been on his knees a bit.
Boot men? Mm. I need to put the... Is it boot men?
I don't know what you're saying, mate. I can't defend you
with
today.
It's fucking boot men.
Like Jess answered herself, everyone. Anyway.
And they stomp and shit, and they're all dirty. And
oh, and they
it's
dance.
It's giving Dominic Toretto. They're dirty.
No, it's not. It's the dirty knees is not giving
Morgan
Dominic Toretto.
Morgan is a life-saving nurse. Does she ever come home with, like, splatters of blood, and you're going,
And you think Ducko just goes, yeah, come do me. Let's go.
When Morgan comes home from
get
work.
Get on the work.
This has happened a few times. If Morgan comes home and tries to take me to the workbench, I will say have a shower. You have been in surgery. Do not come near me. I'm not. Yeah, have a shower because.
Did she ever come home with like bits of organ on?
She's come home with blood on her, like, because they wear like Birkenstocks and stuff, and like closed Birkenstocks or clogs or whatever the shoes are.
Sure.
And she's had to
Have your little piggies out in the surgery.
How's this? No, she's had to replace two pairs because there's so much blood spillage on them. The hospital doesn't cover it. They've got to supply their
uniform,
own. I know. That's what I would have thought. No, we've had to pay for them.
Oh, that's bullshit. Blood. Let's get Effie's arhos on. That's got to be tax deductible.
So she leaves them at work and gets changed into other shoes. They
sometimes
say
does she
locker.
Bring her blood shoes home?
Yeah, well, she has to throw them out.
She brings the blood shoes home to take you to the workbench.
And then she's like, I've got Gary's blood from open heart transplant today. You want to go to the workbench? I'm like, just, have a shower.
Do you just put her outside and gurney her down?
I have had fantasies of gurning her down. Against a wall.
I like to watch Angus scrub himself in the shower.
Because of his dirty knees?
Because he's just
clean your kneecap again.
He's in his fucking fingernails. I'm like, let me out there.
You'd be sucking them, wouldn't you? You are.
No, I suck toes, not fingers. I'm not a psycho.
Oh, so sorry. So much better. So much better.
God, what do you think I am?
Dad's just out there shaking her head. You've revealed
God
a lot.
Forbid. Ask Grandpa Brian if he ever sucked a toe. I bet you he has.
I just have a direct line to Grandpa Brian.
But Grandpa Brian's still talking
just
about bin day.
Out of context, ask him a question.
Oh, yeah, Grandpa Brian's still on about the bin.
We've got to get Grandpa Brian on one day. Absolutely.
I would love to. Yeah, I know his real name's Phil, but just go along with it,
Grandpa Brian. Are we talking bin day? Yes, we are.
We'll go to talk to going Grandpa Brian. He'll just not know it's him. He'll just be silent.
$10.
Waiting for his turn.
Brian, are you there?
$10 says Grandpa Brian has sucked a toe in his day.
100%.
You can't get to your 80s.
I've never sucked a toe in my day, so if I haven't, I don't think Brian has.
Bro, yeah, but he's 80. He's got like 50 years on you.
I've never sucked a toe.
Come here.
I've never had my toe sucked either, I don't believe.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I've done a lot of weird
that.
Stuff, but not that. You know what I mean?
Next time you're hosing off Morgan after a surgery, get her to suck your toe.
I'm gurneying it. Well, make sure I gurney the toes proper. Anyway, how do we get here? What is happening? We gave away a trip to New York City
we
today.
We just talked about coming.
Because you kept playing my stupid, awful grab.
Yeah, actually, you know, I...
What's the everyday speak for grab? Grab is a very radio term.
I think most people
sound
know grab.
Bite?
No, I think...
Sting. Don't say sting.
Sound bite.
I will
play your sound bite.
Don't play it again.
We actually...
I'm in the mood to go watch Bootman.
Well, no, I'll tell you who else is in the mood. So if you go...
Just want to come so bad. It'd be so awesome.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Don't put my mum and I back to back. That's your fucking fantasy, isn't it, you sick freak?
Take out you and yeah, it is.
Aww.
Anyway, enjoy the show. Sorry if you got kids with you right now.
Your content warning. Jess and Ducko. I have done for my little daughter, to rectify the mistakes of my own parents, done a time capsule for her.
Ah.
Did your parents do anything like this for you?
No.
Do you know? So
no.
A time capsule for anyone who isn't aware, it's basically a bit of a glory box you can put together and it's meant to signify the day or even just the week around their birthday so you can look back at
So it's just the birth week.
Like literally the birth
so
week.
So it's like a newspaper from then
exactly.
Or like a song. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
right.
For me, it would have been April 15, 1991, but I would have accepted,
Titanic sunk.
very good Ducco. So historical things that happened.
I see.
It's a bit of a record of exciting things that happened on your birthday historically or even specifically that year.
Right.
So it just made me think, I want to do this for Lucia. And I did start compiling a few things. But I've looked at this assembly of stuff. She's only 5 months old.
Mm.
And I'm getting really depressed about it. And I don't think she will be excited about it.
As in depressed as what was in the world at that time.
Correct. So if we look at just movies, you know, we're big pop culture people. I thought, how exciting to know, you know, the big movies that came out on your birthday or around your birthday. For my sweet Lucia, the light of my life, she's got The Exorcist, Five Nights at Freddy's and Scary Girl.
Ah.
Three horror movies.
Was it coming into Halloween?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was like, what the hell? Yeah. You're right. Her birthday's October 26th.
I hate great things about The Exorcist.
Yeah, Scary Girl. That's something you want to think about
like
on your
that.
Birthday.
Yeah.
The number one song when my sweet girl was born was this.
Hey, it's a banger. I don't mind a bit of Doja Cat. Paint the Town Red, baby.
Paint the Town Red.
This, come on, this so gets your hips going.
In 30...
As if Lucia's not hearing this when she's 18, she's grinding.
In 30 years, when she looks back at like, oh, what's this glory box my mum put together?
Stop saying glory box. It's just, you're getting so close to...
Is that not... What do you mean?
it feels uncomfortable.
Glory box, that's a thing.
Yeah, it's triggering.
It's a bit, you know...
What's a glory... Babs, you got a glory box?
Anyway.
Just Google it.
No, I don't know. Is it NSFW?
Yes.
Really?
It's not something you want Lucia to have.
Yeah, well,
way.
I just would have thought. Glory box. Yeah, let's just say time capsule.
Okay,
sorry.
Time capsule. Oh, God. And also in the time capsule, I tried to get, historical events. Because I like to say the Titanic sank on April 15th.
Yes.
It's a fun thing. Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. They're really big moments in history.
For sure.
For my sweet
That's
girl,
a hard thing to have, though, like around the week of your birthday.
But you would think... Of all the years the Earth has been the Earth, something exciting happened that you can latch onto. This is what I've currently got in the time capsule for Lucia, October 26th. Listen to this. South Korean President Park Chung-hee was assassinated.
Oh, that's a big moment.
By his lifelong friend Kim Jae-koo. Benjamin Franklin.
Hey, here we go.
Set sail for France.
That's not bad.
After a three-year hiatus, Muhammad Ali got back in the ring.
Oh, that's the one you want.
And you'll like this one. How's this for Lucia? The Pony Express. Oh, hang on. The legendary Pony Express. Ceased operations.
Oh, no.
That's currently what's in the time capsule.
I don't mind the Muhammad Ali one.
You reckon after a three-year hiatus, it's not like
He's
that was his
in the
first
ring.
Bout. It was he came back from a, I don't know if it was injury or why he took a three-year break. But
I see who's fighting. But yeah, that's cool. You could
you
talk
like
about,
that.
You could talk about her about comebacks.
Maybe
you know
I
what
can
mean?
Encourage her to become a boxer and then that does have some sort of significant impact for her life.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
There you
but
go.
But right now, I'm not loving this glory, but time capsule. Time capsule,
time capsule
for my sweet girl. So it's more exciting things need to happen on October 26th.
Can you just sort of dummy it up a bit?
Maybe I should.
Or just can you? I've always wondered with kids, like if you don't like their birthday, can you just move it a couple of months? I've always wondered that. Like, are they going to know?
They're not going to know until the day they go to lodge for a passport and they need the birth certificate or 100 points of ID.
You're like, you didn't look like a Feb baby. You looked really to me like April.
But that was like when I met a girl and she introduced herself as Ellie and then 6 months into knowing her, she's like, my name's actually Bronwyn. I just don't like it. I'm like, why can't we just change the narrative of our
lives?
Why
not? Why not?
All right.
You're your own
captain.
Something
much more exciting.
Find something the most exciting thing to happen around the...
The firework was invented.
There you...
Yeah. That's exciting. In her glory box.
She will enjoy
Someone's
that.
Someone's calling saying my grandma made me a glory box.
Ah, okay.
But she's talking to Bab still, so we can wrap this up.
I wonder what her grandma's glory box was.
This is Jess and Ducco. Right now, it's Jess and Ducco.
The Olympics.
What, the 2000 Sydney Olympics?
Obviously, this is what everyone thinks of when they think Olympic anthems. Nikki Webster flying across Sydney Olympic Stadium.
Obviously.
2000 Olympics. Babs wasn't alive for that.
Do you know who Kathy Freeman is?
Yeah.
Of course I do. I don't live in a box.
A glory box.
Have you seen her 200 metre win? Have you watched the race?
I have watched it. Have I just you? Wasn't
We should sit down and watch
it.
With Bruce McAvaney's commentary.
Oh, Bruce.
Freeman's got work to do. Freeman's around the outside.
That's actually a great idea. Let's educate young Babs on like the moments on history she probably isn't as fully aware of.
Yes.
Of. We should do that. That's great.
Have you seen Nikki Webster's performance at the Sydney Olympics?
She flies in.
No, I haven't.
Whoa.
I haven't even seen that and I was six.
Oh.
No, I was five.
Oh.
Okay, we need to educate these
we'll
people.
We'll sit down and rewatch the whole tournament.
We will.
Anyway, we know the Paris Olympics is coming up.
That's this year.
Yeah, of course, because of COVID, we're off cycles.
The big games.
But for the first time ever, the Paris Olympics for athletics will become the first sport to introduce prize money if you win.
Just athletics?
Just athletics.
So up until this point, have I just walked away with the medal?
You get the medal, you get bragging rights, and I think your country can give you some money if you win and stuff like that, but it's not a heap.
Because I was going to say, it's a job, right? Oh, being an Olympian, being an athlete is a job.
It is a full-time job on a four-year cycle where you're training your whole life for that moment.
But pardon my ignorance, unless you have a, let's say, Nike sponsorship, are you getting paid to train your butt off on the hurdles?
Some people know. The money's really bad, particularly for the sport.
Oh, my God. So you would be looking at this medal going, oh, yep. I wish this was some freaking cash. I can't pay my bills with a gold medal. Now you can.
Like, obviously, the Olympic Committee for your country cover your flights and accommodation over there.
Sure.
In the Olympic Village.
I'm sure you have a per diem to go to the kiosk and get an egg salad sandwich.
But no, there's no money in it. Like, I even know sports like rowing and stuff like that. A lot of them are out of pocket.
Oh, my God. Unless
they have sponsors and stuff.
Totally.
Swimming, obviously, a main sport with sponsors.
Yes.
But athletics, you wouldn't think too many people sponsor athletics.
And pardon my ignorance again, is athletics just the running or is it like long jump and stuff?
Everything. Long jump,
track
javelin,
and field.
Track and field. So all 40.
Oh, thank God. So mediscus, yep. I'm potentially getting a paycheck.
We're not leaving out discus. So
thank
all 48 disciplines.
We always get left behind discus.
And you're so good at it.
I am.
All 48 disciplines in athletics will receive money only for first place. Though.
Oh, no silver or bronze.
No. So how's this? The World Athletics, the International Athletics Federation says gold medalists will receive $50,000 Australian.
Oh, damn.
Which is great, obviously great money. It's setting aside $2.4 million in total for the 48 disciplines. Payments for silver and bronze are planned to be at the 2028 Olympics in LA. But they're hoping all other sports can potentially follow suit with athletics.
I wonder why they chose athletics, because maybe if they did it for swimming, we would bankrupt the Olympic Committee because we know that the Aussies will always take home the gold.
Well, this is the World Athletics, the International Athletics Federation. Swimming.
Not just the Australian.
So it has to be, the governing body of the entire world.
Everyone has to agree.
For that sport.
I guess there's the most events in the athletics, so they're doing the biggest slice of the pie, not being cheeky, being like, we're only doing it for archery.
I guess that means the walkers get it too, because that's technically part of athletics.
Bloody athletics.
The long walk.
Have you seen those speed walkers?
Jeez, the hips.
They may as well be running.
I feel sorry
they'll get disqualified.
but how's this though? There is one issue with this.
Oh no.
Relay teams. If you're just a one relayer, right?
Is this like when I win with the work syndicate, I have to split it?
Exactly right. When you get that 50K, you got to split it amongst your four members of the relay team.
But you each get a medal. It's not like you share the one medal. They're each individually getting a medal. They should each get the payment.
The World Athletics International Federation hasn't sorted that one out just yet.
Well, this is going to make people shy away from the team sports.
Exactly. You don't want to go to
the... What about when they introduce the basketball or the hockey?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
We're going to split it between 26 people.
That is a tough one.
We're going to get $17.
I don't know what they're going to do for that.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
I do like this, though.
It's great.
I think it really, shows a bit more respect to the athletes.
It'd be great to see them get paid some more money because they do so much work. They put their life completely on hold just for this. And then every 4 years, we're like, we love them. And then we never see them again.
And we're like, about them.
The next Olympics roll around, like, where are they?
Yeah.
Why are they back
They're hustling
here?
For a Cheetos. Cheerios, Cheetos, some sort of sponsorship, whether it's chip or cereal.
Do you remember it was the rowers who did the back in the day?
Oh,
the awesome foursome had the yogurt. Was it yogurt? No, was it fruit?
Oh, well, I thought it was fruit. It was fruit salad.
Yeah.
SPC, yo, fruit, nothing like it.
This is Jess and Ducko.
We need to put a pin in something, wrap it up in a nice little bow.
And I think apologise to our listeners as well for not being able to follow up with this.
I know, because we have been working diligently behind the scenes to get Molly the Magpie's mum back on the show. Now, you may have missed it earlier this week. We had Juliet on the phone. Now, Juliet is a human woman.
A lot of names here. It's going to get confusing.
So I will use species. It will help.
Yes.
Human Juliet is a woman.
It sounds like we're talking about a couple.
Human Juliet.
No, like the magpie.
Oh,
and the,
absolutely. Yeah. So Human Juliet is a woman up in Queensland. She and her family found an injured magpie back in 2020, and they adopted the magpie into their home to try and help it heal and get better.
Yes.
Lo and behold, Juliet has two dogs, two staffies named Peggy and Ruby.
Yes.
Peggy the staffy, the dog, and Molly the magpie,
bird,
who also is a boy, but they didn't know that when they named him Molly.
Yeah. Hey, Peggy the
dog, amen. Peggy the dog and Molly the magpie become little besties while Molly's recuperating. And they make books, they make an Instagram page, and it takes the world by storm, this beautiful interspecies
just
friendship.
Just feel-good content, you know. It did look, there's a few times where you're like, if the dog paws the bird too hard, that bird could die.
Mate, because it looked like at one point Molly the magpie was giving Peggy a bit of a dental hygienic update, like had her little, had his little
pecker
beak in Peggy's mouth and everything. Yeah. I'm like, this is a close, but they were getting along beautifully for 4 years. Some complaints were made and some government department got involved and said, you know what, you can't have a magpie in your home. They're a protected species. This is inappropriate. So they seized Molly the magpie.
Yeah.
Human Juliet went willingly. It's not like she barricaded the house or anything, but devastated. Petitions were started to get Molly home. Reunite Peggy the dog and Molly the magpie. We spoke to Juliet earlier in the week. Shy Guy, you tried to get Molly... Juliet on, the human.
I tried all three.
And they've got a PR company and everything.
Yep. We got them on.
When you say you tried all three, you try and get the dog on?
Yeah.
And the magpie.
Yeah.
When did we
find
you?
Get her on? Was it last Friday? Was this time last week?
Thursday, Friday, yeah.
And we said, give us the follow-up because we're going to find out on Monday.
That's
it was
right.
Friday
because
we're going to talk to her again on Monday because we were getting the news 1 p.m. on the Friday.
And that's right. There was a meeting to be had.
Yep. And she didn't want to come on again.
Shy Guy, she started barring Shy Guy's calls. He must have been rude to her via email. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But
that email tone.
We have a statement.
We do.
Ducko, you'll be pleased to hear.
Yes.
What great news to receive the official notification from the government department that we will be Molly's official carers once our formal approval has been processed. We're so grateful and can't wait to have Molly home. We followed the protocols and advice from the relevant departments, and so once the paperwork is in place, we will be able to bring Molly home. I'm now adding, we cannot wait to reunite Molly and Peggy the dog.
Now, I think the reason that they're not doing any more press to come on and tell us about it, because we were going to get them on today.
Totally, and celebrate the good news.
I think the Queensland government's muzzled them.
What are you? Why?
How much press did they get? They said, we'll give you the bird back.
Mate, there was international media attention, let alone those petitions.
We'll give you the bird back if you just don't post about it. You don't go and talk about it anywhere. You can just say you've got it back, but that's it. No more media.
Interesting. Because this statement, it's been, as we said, like a months-long journey for them. It's like three sentences.
Yeah.
It's very
quick. She had a lot to say when we had her on the show.
Absolutely she did. Yeah. Interesting.
I think that's
There's
happened.
More to this story.
Absolutely.
But the good news is Molly the Magpie and Peggy the Staffy, they are reunited. You can follow their adventures, Peggy and Molly, on Instagram. How many followers do you think an Instagram account based around a dog and a magpie has, Ducko?
400,000.
821,000.
Wild. That's the stuff people want to see.
I feel
so
bad.
Gone are the days of a good shirtless pic, Shy Guy.
Mate,
you know?
You need to get yourself a Staffy and a bird.
Yeah, that's what I need. That's exactly what I need to do.
You've already got the dog component.
Yeah.
You need to rescue some sort of ibis.
And let this be a lesson, I think, that no matter who you are or what you are, you can be friends with anyone.
So, we will still be
friends
forever.
Shall I go too long?
Come on, vitamin C. La, 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 da, 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 da.
Oh, God, he's not lying.
I'm not doing it.
Okay. Jess and Ducko. Why do I bother, Ducko?
I'm excited for this.
Why do I bother?
What do you got for me?
You know, I'm a busy lady, but I'm just trying to do right by my family. I'm sure a lot of mums out there being like, I hear you, sis. And sometimes life slaps you down and you think, why do I bother?
Yeah. I mean, you are so busy. How many times have you rewatched in every season of Frasier during the day?
That's what I'm currently rewatching. How do you?
I don't know. Kind of like I know you.
I watched the episode yesterday.
No one knows the episode, so don't go into it.
Where Roz is trying to hide from an ex-boyfriend and Frasier goes, is that the annoying guy who used to call me Fraser? And I think about you every time because you often say Fraser. Instead of Frasier.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm a busy woman.
Okay.
And I'm trying to do right by my family. Specifically, the four-legged member of my family. How dare you? Gianni is a 58-kilo Rhodesian Ridgeback. It's a big breed.
Holy hell.
Shut up. It's a big breed.
Yeah, it's big breeds, and then it's just overfeeding big breeds.
He is a big dog, okay? He's mainly neck. It's all neck on this fella.
Yeah, he is.
But
he's thick.
I've recently been influenced by social media, Ducko. I don't know why my algorithm has started feeding me,
yes,
all these videos of dog owners who love their pets so much, who make their dogs food. They don't just buy the kibble or dog food
like
from
Pam,
the shops.
Like what we do for Pam.
What you've been doing from Pam from day, for date from day dot, right?
Yeah, I did it before it was trendy.
I remember making fun of you because I remember being given the recipe guide. Yeah. You had a dog sitter one time.
And a lot of fun of me.
He messaged me saying, hey, I'm looking after Darko's dog. You'll get a kick out of this. And it was a full recipe, full blown.
Came on air and read it out to everyone. Everyone laughed at me.
Everyone laughed. And that was years ago.
But everyone who sees my dog's like, God, her coat's soft. I'm like,
she is
duck.
A very soft dog. Yeah. She's a little thin for me, but I don't like ribs on my dogs. But your dog, your journey. My dog, my journey. Yeah. But now I'm being influenced by social media and everything I'm hearing about the dog food. I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for my family. I'm going to start making the dog's food. I've done my research. I looked into all the how to balance his diet. I'm cutting up liver, Ducko. It's foul. Oh, yeah. My God. Talked about organ meat. And I thought, yes, this is a good journey for my dog. And hey, if he loses a couple of kegs, because now I'm being very precise on my measurements.
Yeah.
Maybe not a bad thing. I know he could stand to lose a kilo or two.
Yeah.
We went to the vet recently. So he's been on this diet for about 2 weeks. I thought there's going to be a significant drop. As I said to you last week, my weekend win.
Yes.
The collar went on easier. Usually I have to really struggle.
So then you gave him more food because you were worried that you were under.
Well, I did that night give him a little grating of Parmesan cheese because I was just worried he was losing too much weight too quickly.
That's definitely not a problem.
It's like all these people on Ozempic, they're losing weight too fast. It's actually very unhealthy.
Yeah.
So Gianni, I was like, well, we've got to temper this. Anyway, we go to the vet and I'm thinking they're about to give me a pat on the freaking back because my dog has dropped weight.
What did the vet say?
So firstly, he's 58 and well, that's what we went in thinking. Mm. And she went, look, a dog of his breed, I would expect him,
Yeah, how much to weigh? How much?
She said the ideal weight would be 48.
10 kilos.
And I said, I'm going to stop you there, vet, because I'm doing this new diet.
Yeah.
I don't want him to lose 10 kilos. That's way too much. But I went, we're on our way. We're on our weight loss journey. The collar's going on easier. So I talked her through the diet. She goes, all right, let's get him on the scales then.
How much was he?
My dog weighs 58.2 now. He's gained weight, Ducko.
It's because you're giving him Parmesan every night.
No, I don't do that every night. It was the one time when I was nervous he was dropping weight too fast. Why do I bother? I am cutting up liver. I'm cooking mince. I'm boiling veg
you're
and mashing
giving
it up
heaps of it, though.
With bone broth. I'm weighing it, Ducko. I swear to you, I am weighing.
But you're weighing at the wrong weight, thinking, you know, maybe you need to cut it back a little bit.
Well, I do weigh it, and it says for his breed it should be 250 grams per meal, but that's so measly. So maybe I put a scoop of... It's freaking
dogs
pumpkin.
Are meant to look a little bit hungry. They're meant to look a little bit
what?
Lean. Yeah, they're meant to look a bit like they're
when
pack
we,
animals.
When we domesticated the wolf, they are not meant to go hungry. They're meant to sleep on the bed, wear pajamas, and be well fed little boys and girls.
So did the vet tell you the risks that you're running if you keep your dog on this diet? Because I know there's more.
Look, she didn't talk about diabetes or cholesterol, but I could see her saying, look, so if you're going to do, everyone is on this trend, or a lot of people are moving towards the, I'm going to cook the dog's food, do slow cooker recipes. She's like, I would just really advise you follow a
diet.
Follow a guide. Yep. Don't just willy-nilly it.
Yeah.
But I just, like, why do I bother?
Nothing hits you harder than when they give you something that tells you something about your animal.
I know. And particularly when I feel like he's been working so hard and I've been working so hard, but then the scales just punch us down like that. He's put on 200 grams. I'm like,
you working hard with him is like... Oh, look, you had one healthy meal. Now let's have lots of Parmesan.
I do.
You want a chocolate?
No. I am very much treat culture. Yeah. I'm like, you've worked so hard all day. Should we have a little treat? Should we have a... You went out and whizzed in the rain? Have a duck heart, babe. Angus keeps saying, he goes, yeah, but are you counting all the treats you give him? I was like, no, treats don't have calories.
Your treats
it's
don't
like
count.
A beer at the airport at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Treating your dog because he weed in the rain... Deserves a duck heart.
It's
a little treat.
Look, all I'm saying is I told you so. I'm glad that you've got some advice from a professional, and I hope you take this forward.
Thank God it wasn't the vet who cut off his balls last year. Remember that? Because he does not think I'm good. He thinks I'm an idiot. So lucky it was a new vet who doesn't really know us.
We kept the balls and put them in a jar. And then
that didn't even drop his weight, Ducko. I thought that would at least skim about 6 kilos.
Those things were huge, too. If that didn't drop his weight, nothing will. He's just big bones.
He's big bones.
Jess and Ducko. This is Jess and Ducko.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I don't like it. No, 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 I don't.
Phone it.
Friday.
Is that time of the week? We just come on and we say, you know what? Bone it. Bone it meaning put it in the bin, get rid of it. It's producer Shy Guy's term for just wanting to just bone something.
That's not what I want to do for a Friday or for the weekend ahead.
Yeah.
Or maybe something's been irking you all week. And you know, you're thinking, you know where that belongs? In the garbage.
In the bin.
In the bin.
131060 to get your bone it on the air for your Friday.
Because you know what they say. You get it on the air, it is officially boned.
It's boned. It's
done.
Gone.
You don't have to do it.
Yep.
Or it has to cease immediately. Can I tell you what I want to bone?
What do you want to bone?
People who voice memo. Darko, I've got three friends in particular. I won't name and shame, but you know who you are.
Yeah.
Stop voice memoing me.
And there was like a minute long.
Bro.
And you got to like answer the question back.
One of my mates voice memo me for 2 minutes 40 yesterday.
It's too long to voice memo.
And I appreciate she lives interstate. We don't catch up. And she knows often. And she knows I'm not a fan of the phone call. Don't voice memo. When did voice memo get to replace the phone call? If phone calls are in the bin, as are voice memos.
Voice memos gone. You got to bone them.
So annoying.
But it writes it down as a text, though. You can.
That's what I was about to say. I do appreciate the iPhone has now got this technology.
Yeah, it transcribes for you.
It'd be a bit inaccurate, though, wouldn't it?
Exactly. I mean, yeah. It's not perfect. If their enunciation isn't bang on, the text isn't either. Voice memos, boned.
Boning it. I want to bone late night conversations when you're trying to get to bed.
Is this just with Morgan?
Yeah.
Who's trying to talk to you?
She came
in,
she had a few rosés with the girls. She had a few drinks with the gals last night. Came home from dinner. It was like 9:30. I'm trying to sleep. And she's like telling me everything about this dinner.
She knows it's a school night.
I'm like, come on,
Morgan.
I was like, I had to stop her and I had to go, shh, shh, shh. No,
if Morgan joined the show, I think she'd be like, my husband's shushing me.
I'm trying to sleep. So I want to bone late night conversations.
God forbid she wants to talk to her husband.
Bone late night chats when you're trying to sleep.
Shall I go? Anything you want to bone this week?
Yeah, my internet sucks at home. I just moved into a new place. It keeps dropping out. I don't know what to do.
He's boning the modem.
You're boning the modem.
Boning the modem.
Okay.
What are you,
I won't
are you
say
with?
The provider.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Are you on that NBN? Are you on that NBN network?
Nah, there might be a client, you know.
So you never know.
He's still working on a sponsorship.
Babsy, what are you boning for this Friday?
Just the dentist.
Fair enough.
Oh,
you can bone them any day of the week.
Week.
Yeah, you've got some serious issues with your teeth, don't you?
Well, they're not serious issues. My mouth is clean.
Yeah, the dentist.
No, we know you're clean.
All the dentists out there are going, maybe if you flossed a bit more, Babs, you wouldn't need to bone
this. I
have
been flossing. Yeah, I'm really good too.
Tell your root canal that you've been flossing.
131060, what do you want to bone?
What needs to go in the bin? You get the official sign off from Jess and Ducko to get out of that requirement, that commitment.
Yes.
And for everyone to cease and desist whatever is annoying you.
This is Jess and Ducko.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I don't like it. No, I don't.
Bone it Friday.
That's better.
That's right. What needs to get in the bin? What isn't setting you up for a good Friday vibe? What's coming up that you're thinking, oh, I really don't want to do that?
Can't be bothered.
You get the official Shy Guy bone tick of approval.
Yep.
And you are exempt from doing anything that you don't want to.
And Shy Guy has to authorise the bone
as well. Absolutely. What do you make a calm and Shy Guy on 0488 88 1069? She said, my kids are going through a berry phase. Blueberry, strawberry, blackberries. And their little berry fingers keep staining my cream couch. I want to bone it.
Yeah. Bone that.
Bone it.
I get it. I've got a cream couch too.
No more berries.
What about Gary, who's texted in on the text line 0488 88 1069? Says, I want to bone the ref from last night's NRL game. Very controversial.
I didn't watch it, but sure, you can bone that.
Bone it! Yeah, if you did, you'd be boning it too.
Was that the Knights game?
Yeah, Knights, yeah. Knights versus Chooks.
Is that why the Knights lost?
Couple of penalties didn't go our way.
All right, let's go to Sophie on 131060. Good morning, Soph.
Good morning, guys.
All right, Sophie already sounds annoyed. What needs to get in the bin, babe?
The shepherd avocado.
Oh, my God.
Shy Guy, can we bone the shepherd avocado? Yeah.
It's not real. It shouldn't be an avocado.
I feel like we had this last week.
No,
we haven't talked about avos.
Yeah. No. Anyway, Sophie, you take it away. Tell us your frustrations.
I just never learn. I've never had a good one, ever, and I continue to buy them. Yeah.
You know why, Soph? Because what? Good ones don't exist. You keep thinking there'll be a diamond in the rough. The shepherd itself is just a superior.
They should drop
the money.
Drop the price of smashed avo on toast at cafes during shepherd season.
Because, that's a great idea.
Yeah, or you just don't order it because that thing's horrible.
Makes a lot of sense.
Boycott it. We've got to Angela. Angela, what are you boning today?
Oh, I'd like to bone my son's tantrums. Every time he goes to bed, he comes up with some little drama that he can't go to sleep for, and I'm just over it.
Yeah. Yeah. We're boning the toddler tantrums, Shy Guy.
Yeah, that's getting boned.
That absolute. Tell your toddler.
Yeah.
Shy Guy said these are in the bin from now on.
He'll stop. He will stop.
Oh, mate, would you want to face the wrath of Shy Guy? I wouldn't. I'm scared already.
Terrified. We go to Mel. Mel, what are you boning?
Morning, guys.
Morning, Mel.
Now, this is boning. I want to bone my work colleague, but not in a good way.
No, that it's not a good thing, Mel. It's
boning
not a good
is bad,
thing.
No, I know. Just to clarify So she had off. She's been off since Easter, returned to work on Wednesday, but brought back in a cold and a cough. Oh. And she's been coughing, sneezing all over us and on the computers.
Oh, no.
And my other girlfriend at work's just been Glen-20ing her everywhere she walks, literally behind her.
Shy Guy, can we bone
a
sick colleague?
Can bone patient zero.
We need to bone her for sure.
Absolutely.
She's boned. Don't go to work sick.
No, don't do it. Don't spread your germies. Yeah. And Shannon, good morning to you, Shan.
Good morning.
What needs to get in the bin, Shannon? What do you want to bone?
Yeah.
When you're in the queue to turn or in the car, and when somebody overtakes you to get one friggin' car in front.
Oh, my God.
Bone that.
My God, that's a brilliant one, Shannon.
I like to do this, Shannon, like if you catch them at the next set of lights or whatever, you just end up, you know, behind them. You go, oh, you're proud of yourself, champion? You know,
good, well done.
Oh, you really got far, didn't you?
I'm in a van, so it happens all the time.
Yes.
Bone that.
Bone that behaviour.
Oh, some good bones for the weekend.
Absolutely. All of that's in the bin now.
And he's boned it. Sometimes he turns down the boning. Not today.
That was a clean sweep of boning.
Yeah, we're in a boning mood.
Yes, we are.
This is Jess and Ducko.
I need to tell you about something my parents, they called me last night.
Is that unusual for them to call you of a midweeker?
No, not really.
Okay.
It's unusual for me to pick up.
Hello, loving son.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, you've answered.
Morgan was out dinner, so I was by myself. They called me and they told me something so funny. So you remember, I don't know, maybe a month ago now, they were in Tasmania traveling for a month, right?
They were living their best.
Dad's recently retired. Mum's a wedding planner, you know, does a few weddings a year and stuff. So they were just living their best life. They're in a place in Tassie called Strawn, a bit more rural, where they met these backpackers. Okay. This one backpacker, Juliet, who was working at this bar they were doing. Because, you know, when you come and backpack in Australia, you need to do like 88 hours of working rurally.
Yeah, to get like a visa
to get
or
a visa.
Stay longer.
Exactly, which is what they were doing. So Mum and Dad hit it off. They were French backpackers, obviously.
And obviously with your heritage.
French heritage.
That all came out. Juliet probably sniffed your parents out going, there are French people here.
I can smell them. Mum's like, oh, Juliet was so lovely. Mum described her as a gorgeous, blonde, bombshell, French 20-something backpacker.
Goddamn.
And I was like, okay. And Dad's just not saying anything. I was like, okay. And then Mum goes, she was so lovely and so nice. I gave her my contact details.
To stay in touch?
And said, stay in touch. Mum's obviously had a few drinks.
Yes.
Stay in touch if you just ever want to. We're in Brisbane. Gave her a full contact details.
If you're making your way up north.
Yep.
What if she offered her a spare room or something?
Well, Jess.
What? No.
They've messaged Mum. Juliet, the French backpacker, I've sent you a photo of them taking a selfie. It's her and her boyfriend, Lewis and Juliet.
Juliet and Lewis.
And they've not, Mum and Dad haven't met Lewis. They're a bit nervous about that. But she messages Mum and goes, hello, it's Juliet here. I work bartender in Strawn. During chat we have, you give me contact. We hope you are well and trip went well. Finished our 88 days and are keen to go to Brisbane in mid-May.
Shut up. So we've ticked off what we need to. Now we're coming up.
And we've just met you guys and we're keen to go to Brisbane. We want to buy a van to keep us company for the rest of the adventure, but we thought of you. Maybe we can go for drinks somewhere in Brisbane. We actually need 2 weeks accommodation.
Where's the request for a bed?
We need 2 weeks accommodation before we buy the van.
Hang on a minute. They don't know these people from...
Mum reckons Juliet, the blonde, hot, bombshell French waitress. She's gorgeous, but they haven't met Lewis. They're a bit worried about meeting Lewis, the boyfriend.
Yeah, they met Juliet for 2 minutes over drinks. Did you say she was a bartender?
Bartender.
So she's plying them with liquor.
And they're like mid, max, late 20s. I'd say probably more early to mid 20s.
Oh, my
And now goodness. I was like, what are you guys going to do? Mum and Dad are going to meet up with them and potentially have mid-20-year-old backpackers stay in their house. And they live in like suburban Brisbane. I was like, they wouldn't want to stay with you. Mum's like, it's great. We'll take them to the pub. We'll take them to the coffee shop.
Yeah, that's 24 hours of activity there,
there's
Kate.
There's a Macca's across the road. Mum's like, I'll introduce her to my local friends. I'm like, oh, that's classic Mum.
Oh, a sausage and egg and meeting Kate's friends.
His mum's going to wheel her
hey,
across
Juliet,
the road.
Hey, Juliet, what did you get up to in Australia?
I went to a Ken Mine in Brisbane.
We bunked with this couple, these retirees.
Yeah.
That I don't like it, Ducko. I need a full vetting. We need to protect your parents.
And Dad's
there
worried.
This is how scams happen, Ducko. This is how scams happen.
I know. And Dad's like, honey, I didn't realize you were going to actually give our contact details out when it happened. Mum was obviously
pissed. Has she already given the address? Please don't tell me.
I don't know if she's given the address. So they're going to go out to dinner with them, get a drink, suss them out to see if they offer them accommodation.
No, we need to remove the alcohol from this equation because your mum's going to offer them the deed to the house next.
Soon they'll be in my
I've already cut some spare keys.
They'll be in like my old childhood clothes in the bedroom or something
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
Mum's
looking
like,
at all your rowing trophies.
You know what mum said to me? This is the gift that keeps giving. Mum's like, maybe you can get them on air if you want to have a chat to them. I was like, okay. I actually will take you up on that.
So what we need to do is do the vetting process.
Yes.
We need to do the interview. We need to get HR on these people.
See what they're like.
And suss if they're a good fit for your parents.
Yes. It's coming mid-May. So they're coming mid-May.
You know what? It's giving scam, Ducko.
Absolutely.
I don't like it.
But also I was like,
Your parents are going to come home one day and the locks are going to be changed.
What kind of mid-20-year-old backpackers are meeting, 60-year-olds and going, I want to stay at your house.
Because they, you know what they looked at? It's a meal ticket. Hello. We've got this beautiful woman who's welcoming us into her. She's probably going to cook clean for us. We've got free accommodation for 2 weeks.
I just said to Dad, I was like, just make sure it's no keys in the bowl situation here, Dad.
This is
all feeling very odd.
Oh, it's feeling odd.
But also, the gift that keeps on giving for content.
Oh, for us, absolutely. This is fantastic. But I'm worried for your parents.
They've even sent them a little photo and everything.
Yeah, because Juliet's going, these people, they were so drunk when they offered this. Yeah. They're not going to remember. Let's put a
it's
face
me,
to
Juliet
the name.
And Lewis. So mum and dad are getting French backpackers that they don't even know to stay with them for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. Not if I have anything to say about it. I'm calling your mum after the show. Jess and Ducko. Simple as ABC. Jess and Ducko's 10K Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Oh, yeah. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. And if you're unsure of the question, just say pass. We come back to you if there is time. Stepping up today for 10K, we have Skylar. Hello, Skylar.
Hi. How are you?
Good. I love the name Skylar.
It's a good name.
What's on for a Friday, Sky? Off to work. What's up?
Already at work.
What do you do with yourself, Skylar?
I'm a full-time medical receptionist and medical practice assistant.
Okay.
Well, she needs 10 grand to put a bit of pep in her step.
You're pumping
a Friday.
You're pumping Jess and Ducko in your practice there?
Yes, we do. That's what we listen to all day here.
Good
that's
answer,
what we like.
Skylar.
Come on, Sky. We'll get you 10K.
What would you do with the money, babe?
My partner and I recently got engaged, so we have a wedding to plan and pay for.
Congratulations!
Oh, this would really help with a wedding.
Absolutely. Pay for my celebrancy fee if Skylar and her partner are interested. Anyway, I joke. No pressure. Skylar.
It's not enough.
The letter you're going to work with is the letter G.
Oh, it's a good letter.
G for gold. Okay?
All right. Okay. Letter.
Let's do it. Your time will start after the first question. Starting with the letter G, we need you to name a chocolate bar.
Pass.
A fruit.
Guava.
An animal.
A golden retriever.
A European city.
Pass.
A musical.
Pass.
An Oscar winner.
Pass.
A band.
Pass.
A boy's name.
Gabe.
Something you wear.
Time.
Ask Skylar.
Time. You got yourself 3. You had a case of the passes, and I think you would have got some of those if you hadn't already passed, but momentum was not in your favour.
No,
a chocolate bar is a tough one to start with. The Galaxy, the Golden Rough. What's the chocolate with the shells?
Gillian. Oh, I love those.
Good old Gillian.
That's fancy.
European city, Galway or Glastonbury. A musical, we're looking for Greece. An Oscar winner, George Clooney. A band, Grinners. Grinspoon.
Grinspoon.
Yeah, and something you wear. I think you ran out of time. Glasses was what we're looking for there. But you don't go away empty-handed. You score yourself $100 cash.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Skylar. Have a wonderful Friday. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks, guys. Jess and
Ducko. On 131060. Are you jealous of something you shouldn't be?
Yeah, we're not looking for materialistic stuff, you said.
No.
Not cash and wealth and fast cars and houses, holidays.
I was driving yesterday, stopped at lights, and I saw someone standing at the lights about to walk across the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they blew a magnificent bubble with their chewing gum. Just, I looked over and it was just one of those perfect bubbles. And it made me so jealous because I'm going to come clean here. I can't blow bubbles with chewing gum. I can't. I've never been able to do it.
You try.
I try. You
I've
wrap
never
around
seen
your
you
tongue.
You chew gum. Are you a gum chewer?
Yeah, fair bit. Oh. The extra in the car.
I guess you don't need to do it before 9 a.m. Well, chew really gum. I don't really see
it. It would sound annoying if I was on air going.
I would. I mean, to be fair, I eat on the microphone, so I can't judge you, but I would hate that.
Very true. But I never, even Hubba Bubba's the closest I've got because it's so thick. There's so much gum.
There's so much surface area to work with. How do you do it? What are the mechanics
you're
of
meant
it?
You're meant to flatten it out, put it around your tongue, and then sort of blow, and it creates the bubble. I can't, I've never been able to do it as a kid. That and yo-yoing. I'm bad at yo-yoing. I'm always jealous of people who
and
can yo-yo well, chew gum.
At 32 years old, Ducko, I would have said you're quite accomplished, you know. You've got a mortgage. You've got a wife. You've got a lot to be grateful for and... Oh, proud of your life,
yeah.
But you're saying, yeah, it's incomplete because I can't blow bubbles.
I can't blow bubbles. I cannot blow bubbles with chewing gum. I am very jealous of people who can.
When you do your gratitude journal at night, are you like, yeah, it was a pretty good day. I'm grateful for all my blessings, but goddamn,
God,
I can't blow bubbles.
It irks me. And there's one other thing. Can I add another thing to the list while I'm here?
Blow, why not?
Chopping vegetables very finely and fast.
You've entered your cooking era. Yep. You are doing some great stuff in the kitchen.
I can't chop fast.
I
every time
want
I try,
you to try,
I slice my thumb.
I was about to say, yeah. Show me your fingers. Yeah. Have you chopped off the tops yet?
Oh, man. I always chop off the tips. I wish I could chop fast.
You're giving yourselves little trims.
You know when you see someone chop really quick, whether it's on social media or a cooking
totally.
Recipe?
Totally. And I always find it more impressive when they're not a chef. But because we've entered the era of social media, everyone's a cook online.
Yes.
I'm like, God damn, how did you learn that
When did
skill?
You get so good at
you're
that?
You're just like an average Joe.
Did you do home ec? What happened to you?
Yeah, like, you're not Manu.
No.
How do you know that skill?
So 13, 10, 60, you're jealous of something you shouldn't be.
Parallel parking in front of a cafe.
I thought you were going to
parallel
do
parking.
You could just do parking in general.
I can park when there's no one around. Actually, you know what? I can't even park when there's no one around because without the buffer of other cars, like I park next to Babs of a morning and a pillar.
Yeah.
If Babs isn't there, I've still got the pillar as a guide. But sometimes I pull into an empty parking lot and I think that should be easy. But without guides, I end up over the line or too far into the next spot and I have to get back in the car.
Of course.
And reverse or redo.
Of course.
I have got a very top-notch car with all the sensors, like the 3D bird's eye view.
You got everything.
The beepers.
They're still not helping you.
But God forbid there's a crowd. You know, someone yelled at me the other day
when
from
you
their
were trying
car.
To park.
I tried to do three goes to parallel park and I was blocking the street.
Oh, when someone does that, it's so
PC,
sad.
If you're listening, I know it was you. And he was like, take your time. I'm like, shut up.
So there's a real technique to parallel parking. But that's your thing, you know?
But I don't think I should be jealous of it. It's silly.
Oh, it's pretty good when you can nail a parallel park in front of a cafe.
I've got other strengths, Ducko.
Yes, you do.
My smarts.
13, 10, 60.
My kindness.
Are you jealous of something you shouldn't be jealous of?
Yeah.
Just a little thing.
I wish I could, because you had a kitchen one. I wish I could do the, you know, where you zhunk, zhunk, zhunk the frying pan. So when you're doing your pasta and you want to toss it in the sauce, you go flip, flip, flip.
Yeah.
Can't do that. I
can't
flip things
either. No, that's really hard to do.
It's really hard.
Call in. Just get involved.
Yeah, we won't judge you.
It's the everyday things that really, it gets you going.
Maybe you're 32 and want to blow bubbles with your gum. And you can't.
I realise how sad and tragic that sounds.
It is. It makes you sound real petty.
But
like, again, with all your blessings, that's what you hung up on.
I mean, for my blessings, you went mortgage and a wife. I shot a birdie on hole 11 yesterday. You could have said that.
You've got skills. You can't be good at everything, Ducko. Is a birdie a good thing?
Yeah, absolutely. One under, baby.
Is a bogey a bad thing?
Oh, yeah, one over.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hello. Is this the Masters FM?
Oh, you're jealous of that. You shouldn't
be. Is that Greg Norman or more?
Give us a call.
Jess and Ducko. This is Jess and Ducko.
Are you jealous of something you shouldn't be?
Ducko.
I'm really jealous of people who can blow good bubbles with their chewing gum. I'm so bad. I just can't blow a bubble.
Have you practiced?
I have. I've tried it all the time.
How embarrassing.
Sometimes I get
you
two or three pieces in my mouth to just get more gum in there. And it's just so chewy. I try with Hubba Bubba as well.
Film your practice today.
Yep.
And we're going to put it on the Jess and Ducko Instagram. And I'm going to ask for the bubble blowers out there.
Yeah.
Can we give you some technique advice?
That would be great, actually.
I don't know how we film the innards of your mouth, but if you can do whatever you can to the camera, maybe we can get you some help. And over the weekend, you can practice.
Okay. I can do that. I'm very jealous of it. I'm also jealous of people who can chop things really fast.
Which I wouldn't recommend for you.
No, yeah. Fine
motor
skills.
You're going to lose a finger.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Georgia on 13, 10, 60. Georgia, we're not talking about wealth and riches, fast cars and houses. Is there something that you see other people have that you're like, damn, wish I could do that.
I can't whistle.
Oh, that's a tough one.
The shame in Georgia's voice.
Everyone thinks, Georgia, that you should just be able to whistle really well. It's one of those things that...
Georgia, can you try right now? Purse your lips and blow.
Yeah, brilliant.
I can't. And the worst thing is my 7-year-old daughter can, and she uses it against me.
So what do you mean? Hey,
Mom, you're a loser.
Go to your room. No.
She teases me with it.
Oh, that's tough.
And she knows how much it annoys me, and I can't hide that.
You can't have your 7-year-old having a power balance over you with whistling.
No, that's tough. Georgia, you need to learn how to whistle.
That's very tough. I wish I could wolf whistle, but I feel like that is a small portion of the population.
I can't wolf whistle.
I think it's fair enough being jealous of that.
Yeah, it's a great start from Georgia.
Yeah, very good. Nick, good morning to you.
G'day, how you going?
Fabulous, thanks, babe. What are you jealous of that you really shouldn't be?
Anyone that can pick up and play a musical instrument. Oh. Anytime I try and do it, I've got 6 toes and 15 fingers and it's just, it never works.
Mate, I'm with
you.
What
instrument are you playing with your toes, Nick?
Don't want to know.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Nick. I'm with you. I'm musically, you know.
Challenged.
I can't play anything. My fingers do not work around the frets of a guitar.
I can do the chopsticks on the piano.
Oh, yeah. Bring,
ding, ding, bring, ding, ding.
Isn't it?
What am I playing?
I don't know what you're doing. So you're also challenged.
Knuckles. I do knuckles.
Oh, knuckles.
Ding, ding, ding. On black keys. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Nick, come over to my house and give you a lesson.
Roxanne, good morning.
Roxanne. What are you jealous of that you shouldn't be?
I'm so jealous of them people that do the really cute wink as they're walking past. I cannot wink.
Do you just blink at people with rocks?
I do a really broken face.
Yeah, it's like you try so hard, but then your cheeks squint, you just end up closing both your eyes.
That's like people who look
like
cute
I'm
winking.
To force a tear out.
Yeah. People who look cute winking in a photo, Roxy, you know, where like they can just hold that, like models and stuff. They're obviously beautiful
it's
people.
Disgusting.
I'm like, how do you do that?
Yeah, winking. It is an art to winking.
That's a great one, Rox. Thank you.
Lauren, what are you jealous of that you shouldn't be?
People who know how to swim.
Lauren.
Wait a minute.
Did you grow up in Australia? That is mandatory for Aussie kids.
Yeah, I know. No, everyone else would like go to the swimming carnivals and I'd sit on the edge of the pool and just kind of dip my toes in and cry.
And how old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
25.
25.
And you
can't
still
swim.
Can't swim at all? Like, you would not be comfortable in the ocean, in a pool?
No, I'd sink.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Shallow end for Lauren.
That's a really tough one.
That's actually dangerous for Lauren. I feel like you need to get a swimming lesson. Can we organise Lauren to have a swimming lesson?
All the pool parties as a teenager Lauren went to where she just couldn't even get in.
No, she just had to do the sunbathing.
Oh, that is tough.
Fiona, wrap this up for us, babe. What are you jealous of that you really shouldn't be?
I'm super, super jealous of people who can do backflips.
Oh! Mm-hmm. I don't think that's unjustified. Yes.
You've got the footballers who are supposed to be too big and non-agile and they're flipping after a try and all this sort of stuff.
100%.
I did gymnastics competitively because I wanted to do a backflip and that never came.
But
you can
never
learned do it.
How to do the skill.
Can't do it.
And
can't
now,
do it. All my friends are flipping all over the place. Can you, forward, backwards.
Lawrence, hold on. Can you flip into a pool backwards?
Yes, I have the confidence to do it, but on land... Always on my head.
Fiona, I'm the same. I wish I could do that too. But now at 32 years old,
it's
I'm like,
late.
I don't have the skill. I'm going to break my
100%.
Neck. Like, I watch the hacks on how to teach yourself and it's like onto a mattress. I'm going, no, I
you
don't.
Can't do it.
I don't have the force or like the lack of fear.
Lauren had coaches. Yeah, yeah. Fiona had coaches.
I had coaches and just... Can't do it.
I would love to hear from someone.
Now.
Can you text 42? Could you text us or slide into the DMs? Did you teach yourself how to backflip in adulthood?
Age. Yes.
I would love to hear from that person.
No way.
Maybe did you teach yourself a skill later in life?
Yep.
We can do that on Monday or over the weekend or whatever.
And we need to get Lauren swimming lessons.
I'm actually nervous for Lauren.
Jess and Ducko.
Hey, this is Justin Timberlake.
Jess and Ducko's JT.
Turn it on, cause I got that sunshine all through my city.
NYC.
The time has come. We've been speaking about this now for weeks. Justin Timberlake, flights, accommodation, spending money on us to see him in New York City at Madison Square Garden.
A life-changing prize. It is... I'm so excited.
We're going to change someone's life right now.
I am so excited, Ducko. Yep. This is a once-in-a-lifetime trip. It is a bucket list destination, but we are going to put that cherry on top with tickets to see one of the greatest performers of our generation, Justin Timberlake, do his thing.
Okay.
All you needed to have done to get on the standby list was be on the air at some point.
That's it.
Over the past couple of weeks. There was no other hurdles. You weren't going up against the nation. It was purely for Jess and Ducko's community of rice cookers.
That's all it was. So, Shaga, you've got your giant bucket there.
That's right.
Okay, here we go. You've got your bucket. I want you to draw someone out of your bucket.
All right.
I'm going to get you to pass me the thing. I'm going to dial this number.
Pass the phone. All yep.
Right. Here we go.
Pass me the sheet. Yes. Okay, bear with me.
Don't say their name.
I've got to put this number into
here.
You
can't say the number either.
Talk
now,
quietly.
Now, hang on. If they don't answer, do you have a...
We do have a backup.
I guess we'll have to pull it. We'll have to pull another. Yeah, okay. I guess that's...
Pull more
please
names
answer.
Out.
Right, this
please
is,
answer.
Here we go.
Do you want to say the name?
No,
why do say... Yeah. That ring. Yes.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, that's Stacey, isn't it?
Yes, it's Stacey.
Hello, Stacey. It's Jess and Ducko from Hit Breakfast.
Hello, Jess and Ducko.
What are you doing?
What's happening for you on a Friday? What's going on with you?
I was actually just taking my daughter to school. I was about to get in the car.
Okay.
Oh, you're busy.
Getting out
she's,
in front of my house.
She's
you don't
busy,
want to chat?
Ducko,
you want to stick around for a chat, Stace?
Pardon?
You don't want to stick around for a chat? You're
you
a bit busy.
You need to get going.
Yeah, we can hang up.
No. You can wait.
Okay.
So, Stacey.
Cool schmool. Who needs it?
Yeah, right?
Amen.
Yeah.
You've contributed to the show in the past couple of weeks, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. On
a few
air.
Times.
I listen every day. Six to nine.
Yep. You're
Thank
a
you
every
so much.
Glorious listener. You've been involved a few times.
She's a. Are you a proud rice cooker, Stace? Would you?
Oh, look. I did want the pool peas, but I am a proud rice cooker.
Yeah. I was with you. We're a couple of peas.
She's embraced.
Yep. Now, Stace, you're a big Justin Timberlake fan.
Yes.
Are you enjoying Matthew. That new track we've been playing, Selfish?
It's absolutely my favourite song that he's released.
Have you been to New York
really
before?
Really behind Mirrors. Mirrors is my other favourite.
Ooh, you're a big
fan. Great song.
Have you been to New York before?
No, I haven't been to New York. I had a lovely honeymoon planned for America, but COVID ruined that for me.
Oh, so a couple of years. And you never were able to redo?
No, haven't been married 5 years, no honeymoon.
No honeymoon.
Well, Stacey.
Yes?
How about you pack your bags?
Yeah.
You go to New York!
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Stacey, yes!
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I'm staying in front of my house crying.
Flights, accommodation. You're going to New York, Stace. We've got everything for you here.
And yeah, one.
Who would you get? It's not just you, Stace. Who would you take with you?
Well, it's going to be my honeymoon. I'll take my husband.
You've got to take your husband. We're going to quickly get...
We're going to get... Stace, we've got your husband on the line as well. We've got his number. Kieran, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Stacey, tell Kieran the good news.
Kieran, we're going to New York.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I know. I can't believe it.
Stacey and Kieran. Kieran, Stacey's just won you trip, flights, accommodation, spending money,
tickets.
I know,
Kieran's going, how much is this going to cost me?
Tickets to see JT and Mossy. You two are getting your honeymoon. You're going to New York. You're seeing Justin Timberlake. Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you so much. That's amazing.
Tell that kid you're about to drop off at school. You're on your own. Fend for yourself.
Yeah.
Mum and dad.
No kids.
No kids.
Oh, I'll talk to the in-laws as I'm going there now.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, tell the in-laws. They're coming.
It's got to be a hell of a night of celebrating tonight. Congratulations. You deserve it. We're so happy to give you this prize. It's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Jess and Ducko.
You're welcome, Stacey. Oh. Thank you so much for contributing to the show, to everyone who got involved. But Stacey... Oh. So exciting.
Sing
once
along,
in a lifetime
Stace. You're bloody going.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you. Not enough thank you.
Jess and Ducko.
Let's do some diary stuff, shall we?
Let's take a look back at the week that was.
Well, what a week it's been with Jess and Ducko. We came up with a name for you, the listeners.
You know that for 4 months we have tried to come up with a collective noun, a band name. We finally landed on one. It just felt good.
I was just firing off buttons on my button bar, as I often, you know, sometimes do. And then I fired off one, which went...
Well, you can't cook rice without a rice cooker, can you?
From Reese.
From our good friend Reese, who called up one day, and that's that great quote.
Are you dumb?
Are you dumb? Yeah. And Reese, oh God, we've been laughing about it and playing it a lot, thinking about it.
Yep.
You played that. We all had a chuckle as we do. And you said, hang on a minute. Is there anything in rice cookers?
Yeah.
And it felt good. We just love a guy.
Yeah.
We love anyone who just owns their thing.
Yeah.
And he owned it.
He owned it.
Called the show. And
yeah.
We've loved it ever since. And rice cookers felt good.
It felt right, the cookers.
We all, let's be real, Babs was putting up a lot of defence on everything. And she even got excited
about
it.
She loved the rice cookers.
She loved it.
Chaga liked. Chaga said, I don't hate it.
And that is the biggest compliment we could have got from Chaga. And then we went to the people. Well, we went to Reese. He loved it, obviously.
Reese liked it,
We went to the people. It's felt good. It's catching on.
It's catching on.
It's catching on.
So if you hear us saying that from now on, that's why.
And please feel free. Take it. Embrace it.
Yeah.
It's just about being a legend.
Jess found a worm on Lucia's playmat, only it wasn't a worm at all.
My husband isn't particularly happy with me this morning. I had to get him out of bed, and it turned out I probably should have just left him sleeping and handled it myself like a big girl. Head to the living room to do some pumping. This morning, I had to run back into the room saying, Angus, help me. There's a worm on Lucia's playmat. They are horrific. And I'm like, ew! I'm not dealing with that. It's too early. So Angus gets up and he's like, okay. Comes over and he goes, Jess, I'm going to bed. And I was like, no, but the worm. It was a friggin' pad CU noodle that I dropped.
You just freaked out, woke him up to pick up your spilt pad CU noodles.
I just saw in the dim light a worm-like shape. I thought, it's too early to deal with this crap.
Did you,
my husband, for better or worse, in sickness and in health, worms or noodles, you have to deal with.
That's why you got that tattoo on your back, number 12 of black bean sauce. It was just that.
If you don't hear what we do on air before 7 a.m, you're really missing out on some great content just like this.
There's been a study done in Germany to work out the penis sizes of countries all over the world. Genuinely every country, the average size of their schlong.
I love this.
Now, Shaka's got a world map over there.
Yep. This is also a geography lesson for me, by the way. So
okay. It's literally got the entire world, and you can click on any country and it'll tell you their schlong size.
Well, we've got to start.
If you
Australia.
Want to do this at work, by the way, worlddata.info/average penis size is where you want to go.
Babs, you tell us what you told me off air this morning.
Last night I sat on the lounge and did this with my housemates.
And what were you surprised about?
Did you discover
Africa.
Anything interesting?
They're big over there.
Are you just putting a blanket over the whole continent, or was there a country?
She's not wrong. Ecuador is sitting at 6.9 inch.
Yeah, well, funny you say that. I think Ecuador are one of the largest.
Hang on. Ecuador is in South America, not Africa.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus
I
Christ.
I told you I'm not good at my geography.
Ecuadorian men, I can say this, though. They were one of the top. Yeah. 7 inches.
Okay. So this is a great one. Geography lesson.
I going around last night like Babs and her housemates. I was looking at that because you can just click anywhere and you're like, oh, my God, North Korea. Unfortunate.
Yeah, look, geography is not my strong suit. We gained an hour of sleep on Sunday morning, but someone on the team missed the memo. And by someone, I mean Jess's boobs.
So right now, in live time, it is 9:02.
Yes.
So what time would it have been last week? 10:02.
Eight.
Yeah, because my boobs are hurting. Like, no one's told my boobs about daylight saving, so I'm still running on those period of times that I'm pumping.
How's no one told you boobs?
No, and I'm like, why am I so uncomfortable?
How do you tell them?
Because
they think they need...
Can you give them a message? Oh, yeah. About daylight. Go. Get up in there. Hang on, that's Lucia's breakfast. Calm down.
I just took a lunch too. My bad.
Yeah,
I just took lunch and dinner. Sorry, no, I just... Jeez, I'm full. Holy hell, I'll tell you what.
My letdown's fast, isn't it? Really just hits you. Anyway, did you get that? Did you listen to that? Titties?
Was that titties? Let's go.
Come on, wake up.
Don't look now, your mama's got her boobs out showing everybody in town.
We're 4 months into this radio show now, and we're still learning a lot about each other. Like, what does the team wear to bed?
No, do you sleep in?
Obviously naked.
Obviously naked.
No, I'm in boxers.
Are you pushing on a long pant?
Yes, I've been in trackies.
Have you pulled out the flannel, pajamas?
Yeah, I've been in trackies and long sleeve pajamas.
And got the winter doona out.
Yeah. Oh, that's the next step.
That's the next step.
But you know what's getting cold when the dog comes into bed and wants to go under the doona?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you sleep in, Shy Guy?
Nothing.
Do you go naked?
Are you a nudist?
Yeah. No, I'm not a nudist. I just don't sleep with any clothes on.
That's nudist at night, at least.
See, I just... I can't sleep naked all the time. I just
get worried about monsters.
I know.
What are you worried about? Who's watching you?
No, no, it's not the watching. I mean, everyone can watch.
It's the Is it in an emergency? You'd have to flee.
Yeah. And it's also like, I don't know, I just rolling on things. Oh, my wife's in the bed. The dog's there sometimes.
Yeah.
There's a bit of traffic. You know?
I would not have pegged Shy Guy as a nude sleeper.
Neither
would
I. Not at all.
I was picturing a flannelette pyjama Sheldon
matching
from the Big Bang Theory.
No way.
Silk boxes for Shy Guy.
Silk boxes. Yeah. You're fancy.
There you go. Ben, what do you sleep in?
Absolutely.
What are you sleeping?
I have this like onesie thing. Oh. Like a big baby.
Okay.
See you next week, you dirty rice cookers.
That was the Jess and Ducko podcast. This is it. Win free McCafe coffee for a year on the My Maccas app. See website for full T&Cs.